Radio.
I have this great confidence in God's providence for all of us. And you know, this is just the Sunday readings from this Sunday. But if we had to pick a gospel that sort of anticipates something that we're about to embark on, I think I would have picked this one. But even better, Holy Spirit picked it for me, so no problem. So, we're in a very special place. I think that one of the joys of our faith in a place like Lima and South America is how physical it is. You get it? Our body, you know? We're loving God with everything, and the joyousness of it. Because we move in time, each of us, each of our lives, right? And every breath that we breathe is numbered, and we're on a countdown. That's not to be morbid, it's just we're made for life eternal. So sometimes in our rejoicing, we anticipate that. This was St. Rose of Lima's house. She was born here. And a most extraordinary young woman. She only lived 31 short years. Thank you, Edith. Thanks for the nod. Now, you might be aware, this was a pagan country. The faith came in a kind of colourful way. I wouldn't call it always the best way. You know, they were conquered people. Yet the faith came. And eventually they embraced the faith. Not only did they embrace the faith, but a sign that the faith has gone beyond just surface is the kind of heroic lives that started to be lived here. Now, this city, in one century, produced five saints. Five. All within the lifespan of each other. That is extraordinary. What was going on? I mean, were they on Catholic steroids? Is it possible? There's another aspect to it. Rose was the first, as ladies should be, I think, the first of the saints to be acknowledged. She came from a kind of Spanish background. She was one of 11 children, all right? She had already, very early in her life, had some unusual experiences. Once she was very sick and they had to operate on her, and she had this extraordinary ability to cope with pain. I'm not saying that you have to do that yourselves, but from an early age, she had this something special about her. She was beautiful, very beautiful. Was remarked on by people that saw her. Oh, golly, you know, she's very marriageable. You know, same deal these days, isn't it? They're being beauty. But she, from an early age, didn't want that. She decided she didn't want to marry. She wanted to give her life exclusively to God, started in the service of her parents. And so we probably wouldn't do this, but I wouldn't recommend it. But to make herself look not so beautiful, she cut her hair. She rubbed lime into her hands to make them not smooth and beautiful, and did a couple of other things, which we'd think, well, that's a little bit, but understand it's a different concept of what's really important. I want to live for you, Lord. I want to serve my brother and sister. I want to do it, and I don't want to be tempted by vanity. But don't we live in a world that panders to vanity? So it's such a contrast. And so refreshing, even if a little bit excessive. So I don't want to really encourage you to rub lime into your hands. Everyone okay with that? But nonetheless. Now, she would to kind of ensure that she didn't get married, she became a third order Dominican. I'm a first order, right? Not first in virtue, working on that, okay? Got a way to go. But St. Dominic, the friars, then the contemplative sisters who live in a closed convent, they're the second order. And the third order are people, most Dominican sisters you meet are third order. She's a third order tertiary, so she didn't officially become a sister as such, but lived a life of a kind of a hermit almost. Wholeheartedly, I want to be one with God, I want to serve my life for God. So in the end, she would live most of her life in a very small room, like a garden shed. It measured 5 foot by 4 foot, it's outside. You can see, spent most of her life there. People came to know her, and she was very good with, I'm reading this up on her, with the Indian women or the native women. As you can imagine, there's a bit of a two tiers early on, and she was very, very good with them. She did these extraordinary penitential practices, OK? Okay, once again, I'm not recommending them. Okay, but she used to wear her hair shirt. That's a shirt that's itchy deliberately with bits of metal in it. I know it's a bit excessive, but yes, she did. She had a veil, and in the veil she had a silver crown which had some things in it which kind of pressed into the head. Now, why would you do that? Is that a bit nutty? Please say, Rose, forgive me. Does it sound a bit? To our ears, a little bit. In the time, this idea that she wanted everyone she knew to know God and come to heaven, right? And there's this idea that if I make a sacrifice for someone else, God knows, God can apply that to them. So she did these penitential practices. She said, I want everyone to get to heaven. So she sacrifices herself for others. And it causes her pain, but she embraces it because she wants them to know the love of God and that God will know. So she doesn't even know always who she's praying for. Extraordinary attitude to have. When we love like Christ loves, we love the other. It's never about us. This is the radicalness of Christianity. It's not about us, but when we live a life, live for others. That's the liberation of the Good Samaritan. Who was the neighbor? How was the one that really lived the love of God, but the one who put themselves out for the other? It's in the loving of the other. She did this to an extraordinary extent, the way that is confrontingly graphic. And yet, in some sense, you are walking in those footsteps here. You have put yourself out. Why? To serve others. And if you ever feel like a little tinge come into you, okay, about, oh, this is uncomfortable, I'm not so comfortable with that, keep going back to, it's not about me. It's not about me. I came here to serve, and to serve you, Lord, in them. Let's invite you, and let Rose of Lima be an inspiration for you. This wonderful, beautiful woman who lived a life truly poured out for others. The first saint of the Americas, and I'd say the template for all of them.
Radio.org.au